It's story time. The Crafty Potter. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. The Wedding Problem. Babu lived in India and worked as a potter. He spent his days using wet clay to shape jars and big pots. Babu loved making beautiful pottery, but he was not a rich man. Babu was crafty because he could make pottery, but his friends said he was also crafty because he was clever. Babu's son was getting married soon, and his whole family was excited. Weddings in India were big parties. The new husband and wife sometimes rode through town on an elephant after the ceremony was over. Babu wanted his son and new wife to keep that old tradition. This was a problem because Babu didn't own an elephant. Elephants were expensive to buy, so Babu decided to see if he could rent one for the party. Babu's neighbor Purna was a rich man who owned many elephants. Purna had never been nice to Babu's family, but maybe this time he would be different. Babu knocked on Purna's door.
May I please rent one of your elephants on the day of my son's wedding?
Babu asked as soon as Purna opened the door.
How can a poor potter like yourself hope to have enough money to rent one of my elephants?
Purna asked.
My elephants are special.
Chapter 2. A Runaway.
I have saved money for many months to pay for my son's wedding,
Babu said.
I'll give you half of the money in this bag to rent one of your elephants.
No,
said Purna.
I'll take the whole bag.
He took the bag from Babu.
You're lucky I don't want more money for my special elephant. Come and get the animal the morning of the wedding.
Babu kept his eyes down until his rich neighbor went into his house. Then he smiled. He had expected that Purna would want more money, so he had left part of his savings at home. Now the wedding would be perfect. The day of the wedding arrived, and Babu went to get the elephant. Babu saw that the elephant had a cut on his leg and was limping. Babu whispered into the elephant's big ear.
That Purna is a bad master. He hurt you. I'll put medicine on your cut. It will feel better right away.
The wedding party was a splendid success. Babu's son and his wife looked wonderful in their special wedding clothes. Everyone at the party thought they were a perfect couple. At last, it was time to ride the elephant through town. Babu was glad to see that the elephant no longer limped. The medicine had worked. The happy pair climbed on the elephant and rode through the center of town, waving to their friends. They were about to turn around when the elephant fell to the ground. Babu's son and his new wife fell to the ground too.
What happened?
Babu ran up to the elephant.
Why did he fall?
I don't know,
Babu's son shouted.
But it looks like he is dead.
When Babu got close to the elephant, the animal opened his eyes and rose to his feet. Babu jumped back. The elephant turned around and ran down a nearby street.
Come back!
Babu roared, but the elephant kept running. Babu thought that the elephant saw his chance to get away from Purna. Purna would be angry. Chapter 3. Telling the Truth. Babu went straight to Purna's home to tell him what had happened.
My elephant wouldn't run away,
Purna said.
You're trying to steal him.
No,
Babu said.
I'm not a thief. He ran away because you beat him. I will pay you for your elephant. I'll have to pay you a little each week until I have given you the full price.
I want my elephant back,
Purna said.
I want the animal or the full price all at once.
But that is impossible,
Babu said.
If you cannot do that,
Purna said,
I will have to put you in jail.
Jail?
Babu shouted.
I said I would pay you.
I want all of my money now, or you can find the elephant,
Purna said.
Surely you can find one runaway elephant. I will give you until Wednesday to return the elephant or bring me the money.
Chapter 4. The Idea. The next morning, Babu went to his pottery shop. He could think better when he was sitting at the potter's wheel. As he spun the wheel with his feet, he shaped a block of clay into a large jar. The soft feel of the wet clay on his hands made him feel calmer. Even if he found the elephant, Babu wouldn't return it to the mean master. He had to think of a plan. When the pot was almost finished, Babu got an idea. It had to work. If it didn't, he would go to jail. If he went to jail, he couldn't make pottery. Then his family wouldn't have any money. Babu worked day and night for 2 days to make many pots, jars, and bowls. He put them in his kiln. The heat baked the clay and made the pottery hard. 2 days later, Babu took the pots out of the kiln to cool and gathered his paints. He used a small brush to paint designs on the pottery. On these pots, he painted an old design that he remembered seeing many years ago. When he finished the last jar, he stood back to look at his work. The old designs made the new pottery look old. Babu smiled, even though he was very tired. There was only one thing left to do. Babu wrote a note to leave at Purna's house that night. He asked Purna to come to the pottery shop the next day to get his elephant. Babu was sorry to lie about the elephant, but Purna must come to the shop for the plan to work. Chapter 5. A Big Mess. The next morning, Purna knocked on Babu's shop door very early. Nobody answered. Purna knocked harder. When he tried to open the door, it was locked.
Babu!
Purna shouted.
Open this door right now!
He pounded on the door with both hands.
I won't let you cheat me!
Purna leaned back and gave the door a big kick with his foot. It didn't open. Purna stepped back a few steps, ran at the door, and kicked it even harder. Crack! The wooden door broke, and Purna's foot went right through it. The door crashed into the shop, taking Purna with it. As he fell, there was more crashing. It sounded like pottery breaking. When Purna sat up, he saw broken pottery all around him on the floor. The door must have knocked over a shelf. Purna picked up a piece of the broken pottery. It looked old and valuable. He looked around and saw many other broken jars that also looked expensive. What had he done? Purna got up to run away. Purna's foot got caught in the door as he was leaving. Crash! Purna fell to the floor. Then Babu came into the shop.
What happened here?
He said.
How did my jars get broken? And the door is broken too.
Oh, I'm so sorry I broke your old and valuable pottery.
Purna pulled at his foot until it came out of the door.
Oh, I will pay you for the jars.
Babu stood still. These jars and bowls were not old and valuable. He had hoped to persuade Purna to accept them in payment for the elephant. He had made them look old because he thought Purna would like them that way. Babu had a new idea. Maybe he could teach Purna not to be so greedy. Chapter 6. Let's make a deal. Babu pointed at the mess.
I want my broken pots back. Why did you break down my door and destroy my pots?
I was angry,
Purna said.
I'll pay for them.
I don't want the money. I want my pots,
Babu said.
They were special. If I don't get my pots back, I'll call the police. They'll put you in jail.
No, not the police,
Purna said. He pulled himself up to his feet.
Let's make a deal.
What kind of deal do you mean?
Babu tried hard not to smile. He knew that Purna would always think of himself first.
I will forget the elephant,
Purna said.
If you will forget about the valuable pots.
Babu looked away, as if he was about to turn down the deal. But after a few moments, he put out his hand to Purna, smiled, and said,
It's a deal.
Later, when Babu was sweeping up the broken pottery, he stopped to think about whom the real winner was. He didn't have to think long. The elephant was the winner. The elephant was safe from his bad master for good. His bad master could no longer beat him.